Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there now because I've got hundreds of videos for you like this one, each one with a nugget, two or three, that'll help you have a better hypnosis practice or to be a better hypnotist or hypnosis professional. I'm so excited. I'm always excited about this. It's like every video I start off with, oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I am. I just love doing this. Today, we're going to get right into this for you folks. It doesn't matter if you're just thinking about becoming a hypnotist or if you are already a hypnosis professional wanting to do better. There is a magic word in the world of hypnosis: repetition. Repetition as it pertains to what clients are doing. Repetition as it pertains to what the hypnotist is doing. Repetition as it pertains to really, really doing successful hypnotic techniques. And so this is a wonderful topic brought in by Erica. And let me tell you about Erica. Erica is a very, very bright individual who is already a successful person in the world of software engineering, masterful problem solving. She's got this interest in working with computers. And one day she thought, you know, I want to work with the greatest computer ever developed, known to mankind. And that is the human mind. And for one reason or another, she started taking training locally there in Bellingham, Washington. But it wasn't enough to really give her what she needed to get going. She got a hold of my DVDs, the 5 Path 2.0, and then it clicked. She started seeing clients, started having success. Then she went through my live training and was an opportunity for me to get to know her. She did it online live. And when I met her face-to-face at the convention, I knew Erica had it going on. And since then, we've helped her here onto the podcast, speaking at the convention, and now, at the Solid Gold Weekend. I'm so excited for how you doing there, Erica.
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks for having me here today. Thanks for that great introduction. Let me tell everybody about you. So Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these wonderful free training videos that he's done to date. It's because he's won nearly every award in the hypnosis profession with the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a trainer, he's a speaker. He's authored one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, and he has appeared on radio and television talking about hypnosis, talking about his books. He's the authority when it comes to hypnosis that works. And the experts in the profession turn to him for education, for guidance. He's trained some of the very best in the profession, and he's still doing all of this. He's still training. He's still speaking. He's still writing. He's still doing all of these fabulous things, giving back to the profession, creating all this great content. You know, he had a real big impact on my profession because the original training that I got was good, but I didn't feel confident seeing clients. And I knew that I didn't want to see clients because I wasn't ready, right? So that's when I did some research online, and I found, thankfully, I found 5PATH. And after I took that training, I felt confident seeing clients. I saw my first client, my second client, my third client. I don't know how many clients it's been now, but it's been a great 3 years, and I'm just so happy to be here today. So thank you, Cal.
You're welcome. So proud of you. I mean, in 1 year, you went from being, you know, this Silicon Valley person to being a full-time hypnosis professional. Wasn't that great?
Yes, I think it was. I think it was great. It was a big transition. But, you know, our life experience brings, you know, we bring that with us where we go, right? And so I think that everything that I did before and my interest in computing, my interest in programming, my interest in repetition, right, how things work, really lends itself to this work, okay? So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about repetition and how repetition is a good friend of the brain, right? So have you ever gotten a song stuck in your head? Or have you ever, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. When I was growing up, my sister had created a tape, you know, a regular tape, not an 8-track, a tape. She put the same song on it like 10 times in a row. I am not kidding you, because nobody wanted to rewind the tape, right? This is before CDs, this is before MP3s. For all of you, you know, younger people out there, you probably know what a tape is. But why do we do that, right? Why do we do that? Well, it's because the brain loves repetition, right? And so we want to foster that in our hypnosis session. And it can also be very helpful, give us a lot of clues about what's going on in the brains of our clients so that we can help them them be successful, as successful as they can be. So what do you think about that?
I'm thinking that repetition is the mother of learning.
Very good point.
Well, I mean, it really is. I mean, how many, unless it's hugely giant, traumatic type thing, human beings just have to hear things and do things over and over for them to stick. So carry on.
That's right. And I was just, you know, the other day I had realized I had learned something incorrectly. You know, it's not easy to relearn something once you've learned it incorrectly, because you've repeated that incorrect thing so many times and you're stuck there thinking, okay, is the new way, is that the correct way, or is the old way the correct way? So it is a great way to learn. Here's the thing about helping our clients with repetition. So we're going to take this from kind of two different perspectives, right? So as far as the client is concerned, the client's going to come in. There's a couple things that I want you guys to be aware of when it comes to clients and repetition. First of all, they're going to be, in some cases, they will be repeating something to you, right? So this is a message, something that's going on in their brain, a habit, a belief that's going on there, and they're repeating it back to you over and over and over again. So I think you should make note of that, right? So perhaps it's a limiting belief, or perhaps it's a response for them that you're going to want to work on in hypnosis with them, right, Cal?
Absolutely. And I really like the next part you're going to get to. Continue, please.
Okay. So the other thing that I want you guys to listen to when it comes to your clients is I want you to listen for some of the words, the language that they use, because guess what? I'm going to want you, and this is kind of a crossover between what your client is telling you and what I want you guys to repeat back to your client. So let's just say that your client comes in and they repeat something to you. They just want to feel like themselves again, right? They just want to feel like themselves again. They don't know who they are anymore. They just want to feel like themselves. All right, well, here's what I would do. I would write down on a piece of paper, they want to, you know, wants to feel like herself again, right? And guess what I'm going to do in the hypnosis session? Because she might not have written this down for me, okay? My client might not have written down, I want to feel like myself again. I'm listening here, right, for some of these, the language that she's using. I'm going to tell her in the hypnosis session, after some great, perhaps age regression work or forgiveness work, the great work that we do as Five Pathers, I'm going to tell her at that session, you know, we're going to do what's called the segue, right? Now that you've had this experience, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully and permanently than ever before. You're feeling like yourself again, and it feels amazing. You might even see a nice smile on your client's face, and you're going to ask them, how does it feel? How can you describe it to me? And they'll be able to share that experience with you. And they might even tell you after the hypnosis session, wow, I haven't felt like that in such a long time. And guess why it was so powerful? Because they told you that before. That repetition, right, that repeating that term back to them, that's exactly what they wanted to feel, right? Is that what you were talking about, Cal, or was there another part that you really wanted to hear?
No, exactly. And, you know, one of the challenges with new hypnotists is they get so script-bound. They're like, want to read everything and check off everything and stuff. And in the beginning, until they've integrated everything, which can only be done through rehearsal and practice, they're not really with the client. And so that's really important that you rehearse and practice without the client there so that it's rote, so it's automatic, the technical stuff you're going to do in the pre-hypnosis interview or in the actual hypnosis session, so that you can be with the client to pick up these things that she's talking about, these themes, these repetitions. And, you know, it's so funny because sometimes, especially new hypnotists, they make such a big deal out of, oh, does anybody have a script for that? Your client is writing a script that's customized for themselves from the moment of first contact. And Erica's given a very good example here of how they are telling you what they want to hear in the hypnosis session. I love it. Continue.
Yeah, because, you know, your client might, they might be filling out some intake paperwork. And, you know, as a Five Pather, I have what's called a benefits form. They're filling out, why are they coming in, the changes that they want to make. But often, if you're really listening to your client, you're going to be able to read between the lines and understand what they really want, right? And building rapport with your clients is a big part of this, because you want your client to feel comfortable. And so that they can just really share with you what's really going on. And when that happens, you make sure that you're listening, that you're paying attention, so that you can help them experience that in hypnosis, right? By repeating it back to them what they already said. They easily accept this because they already told it to you. And this has happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you too, Cal. They're like, wow, thank you for saying that to me. You know, that was just the coolest suggestion that you've ever given me. They might not even say suggestion. That was the coolest thing you've ever said to me, to just be myself. And you as the hypnotist might be thinking, well, but geez, you just told me that, 30 minutes ago. Now, I don't say that to my client, but that's what I might be thinking in my head. At least when I first started this work, I was thinking that, well, that suggestion came from you, right? You're the one that told me that. And so our clients are telling us, right? Helping us create this script, as you're saying, Cal, on the fly. And I love doing that with clients. They accept it and it feels really, really good. But there's another thing that goes along with this repetition, right? The brain loves repetition. So when we give our clients suggestions, should we just do it once? No. We do it over and over and over. It's like that bedtime story that you wanted your parents to read to you every single night. You already heard it 300 times. It's comforting. It's good. So give them those suggestions over and over and over and over. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, exactly right. And that's, the key, repetition to learning. That's not just in class. It certainly is true in hypnosis. Over and over, repetition, especially when you've done insight work ahead of time. Because the insight work kind of resets the subconscious mind so that it's able to quickly use those repetitive suggestions to formulate and permanentize these beliefs and these new ways of thinking, these habitual ways of thinking and behaving, beliefs and habits. Perfect. Keep going.
Yep, that's exactly where I was headed with this. Okay, so that, you take the repetition to the next phase, and how does this really happen in our brain, right? So our brain is trying to conserve energy, and so it creates habits, right? It creates these habits so that we don't really have to be consciously aware of everything we're doing. We're kind of like on autopilot, right? That is what gets our clients into a lot of problems in the first place, all right? So we want to help fix some of those issues for our clients. So the repetition, what we want is for our clients to create good, healthy habits. So when you do a really good job and help your clients by repeating that suggestion to them over and over and over again, hopefully it becomes a new, healthy habit for the client, which, me as a computer scientist, I like to think of it as just an automated program that's running in your client's brain, right? When I get up in the morning, I go on a run. When I get up in the morning, I drink some water. When I get up in the morning, I feel great and I'm looking forward to learning something great today. For example, those are just some simple, suggestions, kind of common ones. But at any rate, help those repetitive suggestions become healthy habits and new thought patterns for your client. What do you think about that, Cal?
Perfect.
All right. Very good. So, that's what we want to do, help our clients create those healthy habits with repetition. Sometimes we get this song stuck in our head and we just hear it over and over and over again. Wouldn't it be nice if your client was going home hearing some really positive suggestions about themselves over and over and over again? Because the reality is a lot of our clients come in with negative self-talk, don't they? And that is repetitive. So we want to replace that with the positive suggestions that we're going to be giving our clients so that they can come back and say, wow, I was just thinking all week long, I'm good, I'm lovable, I'm strong, I'm capable. I don't need certain things in my life to feel good. I can go on a walk and feel great inside, those types of things. That's the record player we want playing in our client's mind, right, Cal?
Absolutely, because once they're in there, they're automatic. So you take out the old automatic thoughts, old programming that's debilitating them, holding them back, getting them into trouble, frustrating them, and through repetition, we build new programs that run automatically, effortlessly, without even thinking about it. Beautiful. Is that it?
Yeah, repetition, one thing about repetition is that it makes us feel comfortable. We've heard it before. It's familiar. So clients kind of relax into something when they've heard it before, right? And so there's an element here of really helping our clients feel safe and comfortable in the hypnosis session. You're giving them this repetitive suggestion based on everything they've told you, and you're listening really carefully and doing a great job, as I'm sure you guys all are, helping your clients achieve the results they came in for, and hopefully a whole lot more. So Go, you know, execute with your clients, do some great hypnosis work, and then repeat it with them every single time. That's it, Cal.
That's right. Rinse and repeat, as they say on the shampoo bottle.
That's right.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah. You know, you combine the repetition with praise and the other techniques we've been talking about in this series of four videos, and you're just going to find that you're going to be able to help clients when others cannot. They're going to come back so that you can finish the sessions you started, and also they will talk about you. And so as a result, your practice will build, and it just becomes a repetitive cycle of success. That's my favorite repetition, the repetitive cycle of success. All right, wrap it up.
Very good. Well, my name is Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me online at OurHypnoSpace.com, and I lead a marketing group there. I'd love to see you online. And I'd also love to see you in February at the Solid Gold. I'll be giving a talk there along with Cal and Celeste, and Cal's going to tell us more about that in just a moment here. So thank you. I look forward to seeing you either online or at Solid Gold soon.
Perfect. Thank you for doing these videos. Look forward to doing it again in the near future. Maybe in a month or so, we'll do them again. All right, you guys, what's happening? What's the news in advance? We've got the Solid Gold Weekend, Las Vegas. We've got February 27th through the 28th, 2016. Yes, Celeste Hackett, former co-host and just all-around wonderful, intelligent lady, is going to be teaching you how she's making 100K plus from her own office every year. And that's truth. It's not exaggerated. I've seen her tax returns. I said, you know, you got to prove that. A lot of people going out there making claims that just aren't true. Erica, she's going to talk about how to educate, inspire, and drive business with an engaging stress buster workshop, something you can use right now. And then also, me, I'll be doing a really cool series on, or a workshop on, how to revolutionize your practice and your self-hypnosis using the new time-tunneling technique. Also, I want to see you in class this January 18th to the 29th, the National Guild of Hypnotists-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Course with 5-Path and 7-Path is January 18th to 29th. And you know what? The weekend off in the middle. Early registration discounts and something very special about this particular class. It will be the first time ever that I am going to teach to any class the brand new 5-Path Hypnotic Induction. Somnambulism in 3 minutes. Tested and deepened, 3 minutes. And once you've got that down, I'm going to teach you the short version, which is somnambulism in 2 minutes. Amazing new induction. I think it's the best induction of the world, other than the 8-word induction, which does the same thing, but even faster. All right, Cal Banyan, I want to see you in class. We also got courses coming up in March, July, and October, and we always have early registration discounts. You can do it here at Tustin, California, or you can do it live online from the comfort of your home or office. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.